Eve, August Fall, Chugger G and Clark coming to Glasgow and a shock to the show with me, Tom Colmine, coming to you here on a Wednesday night. Remember the earlier time, 7:25, with you until 8 o'clock. And we've got a busy programme lined up. We've got four very anxious men in the studio here with me tonight. Of course, it's a big weekend for Letterkenny Gaels Football Club here in Letterkenny and also for Buncrana. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined by the Vice President of Buncrana, John Porter. Lawrence Hegarty, a well-known footballer and official with the club, and indeed we'll talk to him in a moment about it. A member of the one and only Buncrana team that won a junior championship title. They've won a number of intermediates and they've played up senior in the not too distant past. And I'm also joined by Mark McFadden, who is the PRO for Letterkenny Gaels, and a very efficient one, may I say that, I know from my experiences working in the Donegal Democrat. And we're also joined by the chairman of Letterkenny Gaels Club, Michael O'Connor. And I suppose, Michael, before we start with Michael, I just want to, on a sad note, and it's something that I just became aware of this evening, Eamon Burns, one of the great down players of the 90s and will be well known to Donegal followers, of course, played against Donegal a number of times, a member of All-Ireland winning teams in 1991 and 94, sadly passed away this morning. Suddenly at his home. So great shock and great sadness through down and indeed right through Ulster and all of Ireland. A fine big man, and John Porter was here. He was just saying that he was a guest of honour at the Buncrana dinner and some years ago. So John, as a follower of Donegal football, that's sad news.
Oh, that's very sad news. He was a real gentleman, like, yeah, you know, and a great, yeah, great footballer and, yeah, absolute gentleman. Yeah. And to the family and down people, we wish them all the best.
Yes, indeed. Anyway, Michael O'Connor, back to you. Huge weekend this weekend for Letterkenny Gaels. First ever Junior A final.
Yeah, a big weekend surely, Tom. First ever Junior A final, and of course our Junior B team, our Region 1 team, is also, they have a big day as well. So for the club itself, a massive, massive day, and a very proud day too for the club.
Yeah, and I'm sure good excitement about. I know there's probably not much time to get ready or not much time to build up some hype, but still, I'm sure there's good excitement about the club.
There is. I was actually down in the clubhouse there on Monday night, and there was a couple of young fellas around there, you know, hoping that, you know, that they'd get a call this weekend to start. Get a place, and all excitement, all great buzz. It's great for young fellas and great for the club, you know, to be looking forward to days like these, because, you know, when we do get days of these, they should be enjoyed, and hopefully things will work out for us.
Yeah, and of course, Letterkenny Gaels is the county's newest club. What, 1996 was it?
1996, yeah. You know, so a fairly young club. It may seem young, but you know, there's a lot of a lot of work on in those short years, I was, and look, we're making strides as regards underage and senior, and I was all aspects of Gaelic within ladies football and hurling, camogie, and the cultural side of things, score and all that, you know. So I think we've made huge strides in all aspects of GA. So a lot done, like, and still an awful lot more to do.
Yeah, it's a bit like Fianna Fáil and the manifesto some years ago. Yeah, Mark McFadden, yeah, of course, you were very busy, obviously. You're the man that keeps everybody in the news. You pass on the news to us and we pass it on to the public. Very busy time for you as well, I'm sure.
I had a very busy couple of days here, actually, leading up to it, with doing a lot of emailing John McAnuff, the county PRO. So I think over the last couple of days I sent him about 20 emails between team lists and photographs, team sheets, history of the club, the players themselves. Very busy week.
And of course you've been involved with the club for many, many years.
Well, not as long as some of the older guys, but yeah, I lived outside the pitch there, so I'm probably involved there for about maybe 20 years, I would say. We're 23 years formed, I'm there about 20 years or so.
Yeah, enjoyed it. And John Porter, as we mentioned, you're vice president of Buncrana. I'm sure Buncrana, I know Buncrana were relegated from intermediate football last year, and only a couple of years ago we were playing senior football. So a bit of an anti-climax, this is it? Or I know, speaking to Malachy McCann, and certainly the manager, he's looking forward.
Well, he's looking forward, and we're all looking forward to try and get back up again. Obviously, it's disappointment being relegated. We turned around and we beat beat four of the top teams in the Division 2 this year, but we lost out say games that we shouldn't have lost,
Certainly, you reserved your best football for the championship, haven't you?
Well, so far, so good.
Yeah.
And it'll not be easy.
Yeah.
Don't you worry.
We mentioned Lawrence Hegarty from Buncrana is here as well. And Lawrence, a Buncrana stalwart at this stage, and played with the club, played County Minor, County Under 21, and well known now in ladies' football circles as well. Lawrence, you remember the one and only team back in 1988,
yeah. Bits St Union's being the final of it in 1988.
Yeah.
Under the stewardship of Sean Masters and Danny O'Brien and John McFadden. Sadly, John and Danny are no longer with us.
Yeah. So was that a big thing at that time? It
was massive for the club at that time. It was really our breakthrough. Fruit of Loom was just starting up at the time, starting to get big. And it's the first year that we didn't lose five or six players away, younger players away. And it added to the whole thing.
Yeah. And can you remind us of that team, who was on it?
Danny O'Brien was in goals, Joe Gallina, Pat Flynn and George Call was the fullback line. Hugh Doherty, Brian McClafferty and Donald Carey was a halfback line. Him and the boss, Doherty and myself, was middle of the field. Derek Smith, Leo Gill and Dennis Swift was a half forward line. Steve McFadden, Dermot O'Brien and Shane Toolan was a full forward line. And then John Doherty and Steve McClafferty and Gary Lawrence were subs that came on.
Yeah, certainly you have a good memory.
I always remember the glory days.
can you remind us of how it finished?
We got three goals, and Shane Toolan got one the first half. Unions fought back, and then Derek Smith scored a cracker from 21 yards off the ground. Wouldn't have been out of place in McGinn Park. It was probably the best goal he ever scored. And then Dermot O'Brien got the clincher then.
And St Junan's team, that was the St Junan's second team at the time?
Yeah, right? St Junan's second team. Mark Crossan would have played, and young McGeehan would have been coming onto the scene that time, I forget his first name, and then Joe Blake and Raymond Blake was playing. Raymond, God rest him,
died earlier this year.
Joe Winston was playing as well.
Yeah, Joe was coming to the end. No,
was it the end of it, he's been honest.
And tell me, was there much of a build-up, much excitement beforehand?
It was massive in the town at that time. It was the first time that Gaelic really got preference over soccer. There were a massive crowd from Buncrana came up for it.
Where was the final? Ballybuffet, wasn't
it? Ballybuffet, yeah. It was the same day that Galway won the All-Ireland in 88. Was that evening.
Right, okay. So, and tell me, you mentioned Shane Toolan. That's Shane Toolan, the well-known referee now.
Yeah.
Who actually is refereeing, I think, either this evening. I hope the Letterkenny Gales boys have taken note, haven't they?
I think he wanted contact with both junior finals, I think.
Yeah.
Just on that, just when I wish Pat Flanders struggling about illness at the minute. Pat was full back in that team, just like to mention.
I remember Pat playing. I marked him a few times, or he marked me, left marks.
Left marks. Yeah, just wish him the best. He's struggling about illness at the moment.
Yeah, and of course Sean Masterson, as you mentioned, well known at that time, still well known.
Definitely. Sean was a great man. You always remember the words that Sean said, that if you want to enjoy finals, you shouldn't be here. They're not to be enjoyed during the match, it's after the match.
Yeah.
And I've used that line.
Yeah, manage the time since.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. And tell me, Gaelic football was very much the minority game, was it, in Buncrana at that time?
Oh, definitely was. Soccer was the number one at that stage. Now it's 50-50 at the moment.
Yeah. And talk to me, how would the team compare with this team?
The training's moved on a lot since that time. There were no mention of drink bans in 1988 or super fitness or going to the gym. Or your gym work was your work at that time.
Yeah, and of course you lived out the country as well, didn't you? So probably had to cycle to training.
Some to training, some back up the road again. When you got to Inch Road, you had 3.5 miles to walk and you thought you were home.
Yeah, and John, I think you were in England at that time, were you?
Oh, well, I come back from England in 1982.
Oh, 82,
and,
right.
I got involved with the club around about 89.
Yeah.
And
And was probably that was probably the introduction, was it, do you think?
I played a bit of soccer, and I played in Coventry with Tyrconnell, or no, with Four Masters.
Oh, right, yeah.
I wasn't a good player, but they were short of men, so...
Yeah,
I,
was
I,
there many Donegal men? There was a number of Donegal,
yeah. A lot of boys from that.
The Brogans were the Donegal town, and...
Yeah. And a few boys, John and Andy McHugh and Joe Hegarty, relation years.
Joe McKinney.
Joe McKinney.
Yeah, and
Joe played, I think, 14 years for Warwickshire.
Yeah. And tell me, obviously you got involved then with the club, and the club, how long is the club going in Buncrana?
I was, when I got involved then, I could become treasurer. I was treasurer for 14 years during the development and all, like, you know.
Yeah.
And, we had a great crowd of boys there. Everybody was working. Fruit of the Loom was starting. The lotto was going full scale. A couple of £100 draws. Made a lot of money. And the result of it's down there now today.
Because you used to play on a pitch that was done off Castle Park or
down? Down at the boys' club.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played down there. And we branched out and we bought our own place. And Sean Masterson struck a deal with a person that owned the field.
Yeah.
And we raised the money. We got a loan in the bank. And we no sooner got the loan than... We near enough had it paid back in 8 or 9 months. People supported us.
Yeah, and of course the Fruit of the Loom, as you say, was...
Big help. Yeah, you know? And the pitch itself, like, Fruit of the Loom started to build a new factory down there, so they took away the side of a hill, which was across the road from our pitch, and they took all the filling over to our pitch, and we raised the pitch 8 foot.
Yeah.
So it was in a rushy field when we bought it, like, you know.
Yeah, well, that must have been below sea level, was it?
It was the greatest thing that ever happened, Fruit of the Loom, like, you know.
Yeah. And does you Buncrana GA benefited big time as well?
We're still there anyway, and a lot of underage is brilliant there at the minute, like, you know, they've had, I think, about 400 wins in it, around about that. And then the ladies, Lauren's running the ladies team, they won the county championship this year.
Yeah, I know that, I lost out on an Ulster there a couple of weeks ago, so. And tell me, Michael, Letterkenny Gaels, obviously, this is the first junior final, but you've had a fair bit of success over the years at underage, haven't you?
Well, we would have, yeah. I was a lot of these fellas playing now Saturday would have underage medals at home, the cabinet, the Dan Hunter, Kieran Cannon, two players there, and in particular, they would actually have won an under-21B back in 2011. They subsequently moved up to the DA Championship in 2012 and they were narrowly beaten by Glinties over in Convoy in a semi-final. A lot of under-16s, under-14s.
Yeah,
A couple of good minor teams that would have played Division 1 against our neighbours, Unions, and you know, the big clubs like the McCools and all those. Like, so, even to this day, like, we're at under-12, up to that age, 16s, minors. They're competing away with tradition clubs in the county, and again, it was a lot of those clubs now, we're pulling a couple of players from the minors every year to add to the senior team, which is, like, the age profile for the Gaels senior team has changed drastically over the years. I suppose there was a stage one time where we had a lot of over 30s and a lot of under 20s kind of giant, but now we've I think we've a fairly good age profile now where they're all in their mid 20s and around that, like, you know.
That's the voice of Michael O'Connor, chairman of Letterkenny Gaels, of course, who are playing Buncrana in the Donegal Intermediate Championship final on Saturday in O'Donnell Park. And of course, they're also playing Orris in the Junior B final, which is the curtain raiser to the game. We're going for a short break, and when we come back, we'll return to Mark McFadden and to Lawrence Hegarty and John Porter. Roger Rash, could you and Clark come and Luke Castillo and Ashokna with me, Tom Comick, as usual, which until 8 o'clock tonight, so still about 13 or 14 minutes to go on the programme. Just an update from that intermediate championship semi-final replay, of course, it's on in Convoy tonight. It's Clonhilly and Eirua playing in that, and it's Clonhilly currently 1-1, Eirua point. That's after 7 or 8 minutes in the game. It's probably gone 13 or 14 minutes now. We have another another update coming shortly. But of course, the winners of that game will play St. Noel's on Sunday in McCool Park in the Intermediate Championship final. So a quick turnaround for either Airua or Clonealy, but Clonealy leading by a goal at the moment, 1-1 to a point. Back to our Junior Championship final preview, and I'm joined in studio here by Michael O'Connor and by Mark McFadden of Letterkenny Gaels, John Porter and Lawrence Hegarty from Bunclan, of course, who are playing Letterkenny Gaels in that final. Lawrence, going to you, you certainly have enjoyed quite a bit of success down the years at minor and even at intermediate, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We've won two intermediates and we've won two Division One minors. Like this team here, be backbone by just counting there about 10 players from the 2013 minor team that won the county Division One. Like there'll be nine of them probably starting on Sunday or Saturday. So.
Yeah, you've won a few county A minors. Like
won 2000 and 2013.
Yeah. And of course, you've contributed your fair share of footballers. Currently, Keelan McGonigal, obviously the county team, and in the past, Ryan Bradley, of course, one of the stars of 2012, and Paul McGonigal, a player and now a mentor.
Yeah, but a good few that went through the county minor ranks as well, like Owen Doherty and Bruce Walder and Peter McLaughlin, to name a few.
Yeah. Club has changed a lot over the last, 30 years?
Oh, definitely has. There wasn't many county minors and that in 1988. Probably Brian McClafferty would have played county minor or county under 21 in 1989. He'd have been a starting player, an excellent player, but work and relationships took him down the country. It was a big loss to the club.
Yeah. Leo Gill as well, I think.
Leo was centre half forward. Leo was only 16 at the time.
Yeah. He played minor and county under 21.
Yeah, it would have been minor against Cavan in 1989.
Yeah. And the one thing I know is about this team, it's a very much a homegrown team as opposed to maybe in the past. You had a few customsmen and you had a few guards and, a few renegades of all kinds.
Oh, definitely, yeah. They're all homegrown team. This definitely is. But they all done their part, the people that came in that helped to bring the thing along. Like the guards and that were different people that came about the place were a big help. There'd be no club without them.
Yeah, and of course Sean Masterson was
Cavan, yeah.
Yeah, and Sean Clerkin,
Yeah. Dunna Swift in the earlier days, like that.
Yeah.
But then you had stalwarts like Pádraig O'Flaherty. God rest him, Pádraig was a great man in the '80s for us and early '90s.
Yeah, and of course his son Oisín now is
Oisín's captain, Be a nice link to the last one. Pádraig would have been treasurer in 1988 when we wanted to be a nice link if his son was captain and
When you win it again,
God.
Yeah. And tell me, this team, relegated, as we said last year, from the Intermediate Championship, poor league campaign, and then pulled it together in the Championship. What brought about that change, do you think? We forgot to mention Malachy McCann as well. He's been...
Malachy was the driving force behind these boys. Like, Malachy was manager last year, and he was a broken man that day in Letterkenny when we lost to Downings in the playoff. But he vowed to bring them back up again, but he's only 60 minutes away from it, so hopefully they get over the line Sunday. But it's going to be tough against Letterkenny Gaels.
Yeah. I know, speaking to Malachy, he mentioned the fact that Keelan McGonigal was away with the county and Darrow O'Connor was in America and there was a few other players missing.
Yeah, John Campbell's injured a good bit during the summer too. He missed three or four games at crucial times. And you know yourself, John's worth 4 or 5 points would have got us over the line in a couple of the games and probably enough to stay up. And Derek's a big loss when he was away, and Keelan's exceptional, great leader.
And of course Ryan Bradley back as well.
Yeah, Ryan's back, but I think he's missing the final. I think he had work commitments in guitar, he has to go back for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, he is coming home permanently, isn't he?
Yeah, he is coming home permanently, he had to go back for a couple of weeks, I think.
Yeah.
I think he misses Saturday now.
Yeah, so all in all, looking forward to it?
Oh, looking forward to it. It's a big occasion for the club.
Yeah,
county finals are not easy won no matter what there. We're expecting a tough game out of Letterkenny Gaels.
Yeah,
just watched them on Saturday against Narossa. They were quite impressive going forward when they break. If it's a dry day, there's a lot of speed around the half back line. That with Dover and Brown, that I was watching, they broke quick. Just the the wet day they got bogged down a bit, but a dry day might be a different story.
You haven't got the forecast yet, have
no,
you?
No, I haven't got the forecast yet.
Mm. And tell me, in terms of your own team, Darragh O'Connor, I know it's carrying a knock. I was talking to my Anakie during the week, but there's a lot of youth in that team of yours, isn't there? A lot of size too.
Yeah, there'll be some big men, like you've Peter McLaughlin, Bruce and Keelan McGonigal. They're big units of men. Like,
yeah. And your toughest test, was it against Convoy last week?
I definitely found it out. Convoy were well structured. They're great set up defensively. Like, they weren't easy broke down, and they're very fit and give our boys nearly all they wanted.
Yeah, because really you hadn't had a contest up to that, really.
No, definitely not. No, but you're coming down from playing Division 2 to playing Division 4 teams. It's hard for the Division 4 teams, and it's hard for our boys sometimes too.
Well, it was encouraging that they didn't get caught anyway by a team like Convoy who were on the up, because it could be so easily happen, you know. Mark McFadden, tell me a little about your team and your season.
I suppose our season, we were quite lucky. Well, not quite lucky. The boys worked very hard. I suppose there's this panel of about 50 players between the junior, the reserves and the seniors, training hard all year. And we won Division 4, which got us promotion to Division 3, which was, I suppose that would have been one of the aims at the start of the season, was to get promotion and a priority to get that done. And thankfully, they got over the line and they got that done. Just then getting back to the squad, I suppose, for Saturday's game. Just looking here at the team, just going back to 2011, there's 9 of our players won an under 21 B title in 2011. So 9 of those guys will probably be starting on, not all starting actually, but there's 9 of them on the panel. There's quite a few of them starting. So, and just, we just mentioned the word there, homegrown as well. You know, it's important for ourselves because, you know, Letterkenny Gaels would have been seen as sort of like a new club, and you know, there would have been maybe people from outside the town part of the club, but now just looking at the team, they're all homegrown players bar one person who's in the town from through work. The rest of them all came up through the ranks from all underage. And I suppose just looking back at when the club was founded, one of the players who's actually still playing is in a junior B, Anthony McDade. He's still involved, was there when the club was founded. And then Mark Hunter, he was one part of the under 12 team, our very first under 12 team. So those guys are still there. So it's good to see it.
Yeah, and obviously people like, you know, a lot of people put in a lot of work. Give us a few names.
Players or
people, obviously.
Well, everything. Look, you know, I suppose the management team of Sean McBurty and John McDermott and Tommy Daly, John McGilloway, Seamus Bradley, they've been down on the pitch 3 nights a week, and down at Park na Gael, it's a one day wet place in the winter time. They've been down there since January, February, training hard, very hard, week in, week out. And then, you know, so the team and the club are getting their rewards now for that. And, you know, I suppose, as I say, the priority was to get promotion to Division 3. But now this, we're in bonus territory now. And, I mean, it's not bonus territory through luck. It's just through sheer hard work and dedication.
Because a lot of people from outside were maybe getting impatient or surprised that it was taking Letterkenny so long to come through, you know.
Yeah, well, I suppose just on that, that's the thing. I mean, again, looking at the, we've actually reached 4 semi-finals. We had Convoy in 2005, Downings in 2016, and they beat us by 1 point. We had Newton in 2017, they beat us by 3 points. Red Hughes in 2018, and they beat us by 1 point. You know, that was to get the final, and those teams, all of Newton's and the Red Hughes, had massive success in Ulster after winning the Junior A Championship. So, you know, it's a great place to be, as I say.
Yeah, and Michael, I suppose, as a Kerry man, the accent gives you away, I know. But obviously, the standard of football in Donegal, the standard of football in the standard of coaching in your club and other clubs, how do you see it coming from Kerry?
Oh, listen, the standard of football in Donegal goes anywhere else. And I think there's down, I think, too. I think I was a big breakthrough in this county, I would say. Probably you're 92, but again, it probably went on a kind of a lull there. But I think it was the Jim McGuinness years probably really kind of gave GA in Donegal a buzz, a shot in the arm, as regards coaching. Because I would say coaching courses for new coaches and is even probably in the offering now, probably starting fairly soon. So there's a very, very high level of coaching going on, and there's great people getting involved in the GAA within the county. And the GAA, despite all the bad press at times maybe around, is enjoying a bit.
Was enjoying a great period, success, like, great success. We've had won five Ulster titles in the last 11, 10, 8 or 9 years, like, you know. Like
if you look at the senior championship at the moment, the game the last between Gidor and Kilcar, like, great football, like, hard football, played by very good individual footballers, and you bring that down to intermediate football and junior football, and, like, there's not a whole lot of difference between the top teams in the junior and the teams in intermediate. And if you look at Division 4, 3, like, the top teams in Division 2 as a Division 3 and Division 2, there's not a whole lot of difference in them. I think it's all down to maybe very good coaching and structures within each club now, and clubs want to see success, and they've seen the likes of Newton and the Downies and these clubs go on to get success in Ulster and the All Ireland stage, and they watched clubs from other counties and other provinces. We not win All Ireland, like Meon County down below, but they have at the junior championship. They've enjoyed great success in that. I think in the out of the last 14, 15 junior All Irelands, Kerry clubs have probably won maybe 10 of those. So counties like Donegal and clubs within Donegal see that success, because, like, there's no difference between a club in Donegal and a club in Kerry.
Probably Gwydor's win last year against Cross Madeleine and winning Ulster, I think, was another landmark.
I think it was. And players and coaches and clubs want that, and they want to see their club up on the big stage. And again, there's great people involved in the GAA and Donegal within clubs, and all they want the success, and they want to see their club.
Coming to Sunday, are Letterkenny Gaels going to win the first, make the big breakthrough in the first?
Well, it was Gaels are probably in a happy position where they're underdogs for this game. Buncrana would be fairly strong favourites for it, and probably have been strong favourites since the start of the year. Gaels really are in bonus territory, but it won't be for the want of trying. They're well prepared. As Mark said, fierce work has gone into them this year and over the last number of years. It won't be from the one they're trying in yet. But again, they're in bonus territory. They'll enjoy this week building up towards it. There's no pressure on them. As I say, Buncrana are strong favourites for a good reason. They have some fantastic players. But Gaels will be there and they'll give it a go.
And Lawrence Hegarty, same question to you. Is your place in history going to be overtaken by the current team, you know, second?
You definitely hope so, Tom, but it's going to be very tough against Letterkenny Gaels, their first final. The excitement, and they'll be hard to beat. There's no doubt about it. When you get boys fired up and first 10 minutes going to have a big bearing on the game if the Kenny Gaels get a good start and the confidence up, but they could have been upset in the carriage. It's up to our boys to take a good performance.
To John Porter, to Lawrence Hegarty, thanks very much. The clock is catching up to us, Mark McFadden, and to Michael O'Connor as well. Thank you for joining us tonight. May you have all the success that you can possibly think of on the weekend, and may the best horses jump the ditch as always. From me, Tom Comack, until next week, my thanks to Joe Dex as well, who has helped here in the background. And until next week, and indeed we'll have more action for you and more previews to come in tomorrow night's new Thursday night sports programme. From me, Tom Comack, Slán agus Beannacht.